Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 22nd edition. Got a 9-game banger on tap for you tonight. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday. That Max Muncy home run put me into the positive for the evening, so that was very, very nice. It was an overall good night. I'm mad at myself. I said it in both chats. I literally had a Cubs stack, and about 15 minutes before lock, I changed it to a Dodgers stack. So that one was a little on the tilting side of things, but hey, that's baseball. That's what happens in this wonderful game. The Dodgers were in a great matchup, and they just didn't produce. But we move on to Thursday. We've got a 9-game slate on tap for you. It's a fun one. We have eight totals revealed right now. Four of them are 9.5 or higher. We have six of the 16 team totals of 5 or higher. Lots to like in that respect. Your totals, as we're breaking them down, Rays at Orioles, 9.5. Nationals at Pirates, 8.5. Indians at Mets, 8.5. Marlins at Braves, 9.5. Waiting on the totals in Rockies and Cardinals. Tigers, Astros, 8.5. Rangers, White Sox, 10.5. Yankees, A's, 9.5. Jays, Dodgers, 9. So some definite attractive spots to attack. Weather-wise, keep an eye on Washington and Pittsburgh. About 30% chances of rain. Tampa Bay, Baltimore, very hot, very humid like yesterday. The balls will be flying out in that one. And then Texas and Chicago, a little bit of wind coming in from left field. So see how that plays out. But overall, pretty solid night, pretty good stuff, and we got some good pitching. We got 5 pitchers over 10K. We got 6, 9K, and above. Gerrit Cole leads the way at $12,000 at the Houston at home against the Detroit Tigers. 2.81 home ERA, averaging 28 points per game at home, almost 29. He has 32, 22, 27.5, 38, 35, 27, 35, 34 in his last 8 games. Absolutely outstanding. He's just been a beast on the mound. You get a Detroit team with a 28% K rate versus righties. We saw Verlander absolutely deal. Just gave 2 solo homers. That's what he does. Cole can do that too. Houston was a minus 500 plus favorite yesterday, and they lost. They're minus 500 again today, so get ready for that one. At this point in time, Detroit has a team total of 1.05. That's lower than yesterday. Cole at 12,000. Phenomenal play on tonight's slate. If you want to drop down a little lower, Germán Márquez, 10-6 at the St. Louis Cardinals. We've mentioned it in recent days, facing the Cardinals, like with Adrian Hauser yesterday and a few others. Right-handed pitchers that can strike out guys are very, very good versus the St. Louis Cardinals. They are very, very bad versus right-handed pitching. You got Márquez with a 3.5 road ERA, averaging almost 20 points per game on the road. Recent starts, 24 against the Fish, 29.8 at San Diego. Got hit around against Houston. I'll let that slide with him. 32, 26, 22. Really good stuff by Márquez of late. Facing this Cardinals team that strikes out 22.5% of the time versus righties. Márquez almost 25% K rate, 50% ground ball rate. And, lefties 357, but righties 282. And the Cardinals only have 307 wOBA and a 166 ISO. So Márquez is a very good, good pivot at 10-6 if you want to jump on that one. I think a popular play up here, but a very, very good play, will be Mike Soroka at $10,000 at home against the Miami Marlins. We saw Julián Teherán. We were on him yesterday. He's owned the Marlins all year. He put up 32-something points last night. We got Soroka, who's faced him 3 times this year, giving up 1 earned run in 22 innings, 18 Ks, averaging 27.5 point per outing against the Fish. Faced him 2 games ago in Miami, 7 shutout innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks for 25.4. He's had great numbers versus Miami. A Miami team that strikes out 25% of the time. Soroka, a minus 285 favorite in this matchup. 54% ground ball rate to go with his 20% K rate. And Miami's got a 3.26 team total with a 289 wOBA and a 134 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Soroka at 10K is outstanding. Good way to save some cash from all the way up top. So 10K and above, I got Soroka 1, Cole 2, Marquez 3. In the 8 and 9K range, you got Ryan Yarbrough, $9,300. He's faced Baltimore twice this year, averaging 17 points per appearance. But he faced them back on the 14th, first game after the break, 6 and a third, 2 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 27.1. Since the All-Star break, he hasn't been using an opener, 27, 22, 3, 19. He had an 8, and then a 15.5, 37.7, 32. So he's been outstanding in this full-time role. $9,300 against a Baltimore team that strikes out 23.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They do have some sneaky bats versus lefty, but more often than not, they have a lot of really bad bats versus left-handed pitching. So you got Yarbrough at 23.5% K rate. He's got 22% K rate of his own, 46% ground ball rate, limits the hard contact. Baltimore's got 3.9 team total in this matchup. That's fifth lowest on the slate. Lefty's 297, righty's 282. When you look at Baltimore, at 308 WOBA and a 158 ISO, that's actually higher than it's been because they do have Nunez and Alberto and Mancini and a few other pieces of the puzzle there that are starting to hit left-handed pitching. But as a whole, Yarbrough at 93 will go pretty low-owned with some tremendous upside. Kenta Maeda, $8,100 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Maeda's averaging 17 points per game at home with a 2.84 ERA on the season. Last couple starts, 17.1 at Atlanta, 30 at home versus Arizona is outstanding. Now you get a Toronto Blue Jays team that's just been stymied getting Kershaw and then Buehler back-to-back. Kenta Maeda might feel like a relief to them, but they strike out 25.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Maeda, minus 260, favorite in this matchup. You got Maeda with a 26% K rate of his own and a 40.4% ground ball rate. And the Blue Jays have the second lowest team total on the slate at 3.2. Lefties 320, righties 232 versus Maeda. A lot of righties in that Blue Jays lineup there. So keep an eye on Maeda at 81. Could be a nice sneaky mid-priced option. I got Maeda 1, Yarbrough 2 with his 8 and 9K range. Now when we're looking to punt, we have a couple options for you here. We got Aaron Civale at $6,200. This is the guy I pretty much mentioned to you at least his last three or so starts. He's got 11.5 at the Yankees. I didn't recommend him to you against the Yankees. I know that much. But then at Minnesota, 19, 23 against Texas, 26.5 against Detroit. The kid's very, very good. $6,200. The Mets are sneaky from time to time, but we saw Adam Plutko shut them down. That tells you a lot about what you can do against this team. When you look at Civale, the Mets strike out 21.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He has a 24% K rate of his own, a 38.5% ground ball rate. Really good spot here for Civale. The Mets have a 4.6 team total. It's like fifth or sixth lowest on the slate. 311 WOBA, 163 ISO for the Mets. So I'm a big fan of Civale as a punt at $6,200. Big fan of that one. And then if you want to get really weird, I'd rather go to Civale, but if you need to go savings and get really weird, you got Ariel Jurado at 5K at the White Sox. He's faced the White Sox once this year, got you 7 points. He's a boomer bust guy. Like, he had minus 5 at home against Minnesota, but then at Toronto, minus 9, at Cleveland, 8.8, Seattle, 3.6, at Oakland, 22.8. So he's a total boomer bust. Chicago can strike out a ton. Their bats are kind of sneaky warm right now, so keep that in mind. But they strike out 25.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Toronto doesn't have a big K rate, 16.5%, but a 45% ground ball rate helps them a ton. The White Sox do have a 5.2 team total. It's like sixth highest on the slate. Lefties 348, righties 368. But when you look at the White Sox, only a 299 WOBA and a 144 ISO, which is really, really bad versus right-handed pitching. So it's kind of, you got your really goods, you got your really bads when it comes to Ariel Jurado tonight. And if you want to get weird at 5K, go for it, because he's got that potential to go boom, but he's got that very good potential to go bust as well. He is the prototypical punt we talk about on DraftKings. So I got Civale 1, Jurado 2 down below. Recapping your pitching, up top, Soroka, Cole, Marquez. In the middle, Maeda, Yarbrough. Down below, Civale and Jurado. All right, lots of offense to talk about on this 9-game slate. Kicking it off at the catcher's position. Will Smith visited Ding Dong City again last night, averaging 14 points over his last 10, 14, 20, 5, 18, 13, 34, 23. He's been redonkulous. His price is up to $5,400. He faces Wagaspaki tonight. That's got a reverse splits. $5,400 is crazy for a catcher. If you want to be unique, that's one way to do it. I can't bring myself to it unless I just make really weird lineups. I might do a Civale Jurado lineup, and then that's how I'll get Will Smith in the lineup. Otherwise, it's very not my style, but if you like it, he's straight in fuego right now. I don't hate it at all. If you want to go cheaper, though, you can always look at Gary Sanchez at 42. Like, with Gary, when he was up in the 5Ks, I couldn't do it because he's so boomer bust. Like, Will Smith is showing consistency. Mitch Garver was showing consistency. There's a big difference there that you have a pretty good floor to go with the ceiling. Gary Sanchez, it's all basement, not even a floor. It's all basement or it's all rooftop. It's one of the two with Gary Sanchez. So when he's $4,200, I can justify that more in a GPP because he's not breaking your bank. He does have that double dong ability any given night. It does suck. It's an Oko, but it's a Tanner Rourke who can give it up from time to time. So Gary Sanchez at 42, not a must play. I just wanted to break down why I like him more than, you know, in years past where I'd be like, oh, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. Price point dictates a lot of things with the talent of a player. Dropping on down, though, like Beef Wellington at 34 versus Dorado is a very good discount in that matchup. Good spot there for the White Sox tonight. If you're not using Yarborough, Pedro Severino loves hitting lefties. I know he doubled off of Montgomery last night, got you 7 DK points. That was his first at-bat. I thought he might have a big game, but he only got that one. But still, $3,300, good upside in that matchup. And then other than that, it's going to be who are your punts that come out in lineups, like Martin Maldonado versus Jordan Zimmermann at 31. Not bad. It sucks when Maldonado cracks the $3,000 barrier, but here we are. So that's an option for you. Otherwise, like if Thomas Nito catches for the Mets, he's 26. And then you always have like Jeff Mathis is 2K versus Ross Detweiler. That's got some appeal as well. First base, Belly Bombs at 57 is a great spot. The Dodgers are priced through the roof tonight against Wagasbach. That's going to be a fun one, folks. A very, very fun one. The Dodgers have a 5.8 team total. Lefties 281, righties 409 versus Wagasbach. The thing is, the Dodgers lefties like Muncie and Bellinger, I'm still okay with them. But it makes the righties a little snick. AJ Pollock and Justin Turner and Will Smith ups their value tonight in stacks for people that aren't paying attention about the reverse splits. But Belly Bond at 57 is very nice. You can slide on down. Freddie Freeman's in a smash spot versus Alcantara at 58. Alcantara shut them down in Miami his last time out. But when you really look at Alcantara, Atlanta's got a 6.25 team total. Second highest on the slate. Lefty's hitting 338. Righty's 319 off of Alcantara. So a great spot for Freddie Freeman at 55 if you're paying up. Max Muncy's up to 52. I've been on board the last few days. He donged again last night. Averaging 14.4 over his last 10. He's donged in five straight games. 23, 24, 16, 18, 20, 11, 11, 3, 18. 11 or more points in 8 of his last 10. The dude's crushing it. First base and second base eligible if you need to go there. So, and that's new with Bellinger. I should have mentioned that. He was outfield forever. Now he's first base outfield. So you got some flexibility with your Dodgers now, which is good to see. Jose Abreu, if you're not using Dorado, Abreu at 49 is a very good play at that price point. So is Matt Olson at 47. Masahiro Tanaka loves to give up the long ball. Olson's a good GPP play at 4,700 in that scenario. Sliding on down, though, like Matt Beattie at 44 if you need to, if he's in a good spot in the lineup. Same with Jock Jams at 42. These Dodgers, that's a couple cheaper Dodgers for you, still in great spots. Someone to take a peek at. If you're not using Ryan Yarborough and you want to roll with the Baltimore Orioles, Renato Nunez went deep again last night. 20 DK points. Loves hitting lefties. GPP play for you there. Dropping down below 4K, though. You got like Daniel Murphy. Mikolas really good at home. Sucks versus lefties. If you need to go Murphy, you can. Otherwise, there's not a ton that just stands out for you down here unless something changes when we see some lineups. Second base, we got Altuve at 55. Is a great play versus Zim. Muncy at 52. Mentioned him already. But then you got like Johnny Villar at 47, went deep yesterday. Ozzie Albies is a great play at 46. We mentioned lefties versus Alcantara. That's a great play if you want to save some cash from the boys up top. Ozzie Albies, really good look for you there. Kiki Hernandez is back. You got Rougned Odor at 42 versus Detweiler. A couple good GPP plays. And then Hanser Alberto, another big home run last night. Homered the game before. Averaging 12 at over his last 10. 20, 18, 7, and 10 in his last 4. Loves hitting left-handed pitching. On the season, he's hitting 317, period. But he mashes lefties. Gets Yarborough tonight. He was leading off last night. He's got value for you at 3,900. Second base and third base eligibility in that one. And then other than that, Nick Solak for the Texas Rangers. Talked about him on Benched with Bubba Tuesday night. Bubba the Batflip 5. I think I talked to him about on yesterday's show. Really good prospect. Really good hitter. He's got 3 in his debut, then 14 and 20. So he's playing really well here early on, hitting all 3 games. You know, 2 doubles yesterday, a home run the day before. $3,600 for his, Ross Detweiler is a phenomenal price. Like, if you're looking for a punt, Nick Solak is your guy. Like, this is a great play for you on this slate at $3,600 because that price just keeps coming up. It was in the basements, and as he keeps hitting, which he should, he's going to be priced up pretty high here pretty soon. Great matchup in a great hitter's ballpark against Detweiler this evening. Other than that, though, it's like Joe Panik at 34 is a punt. Kipnis for Syndergaard at 34. I don't think you want to go there, but it's an option. Yeah, other than that, maybe something pops up in lineups coming out like a Ryan Goings or something. But Solak at 36, your boy. Third base, Anthony Rendon at 56. Very good spot versus the lefty, Steven Brault. We got Bregman at 55, Gurriel at 51. All great plays in the 5K and above. Get some Bregman redemption after that big dud yesterday. It'd be really, really nice. Justin Turner, sneaky at 47 versus Wagasbach. Turner's averaging 12 over his last 10. Sneaky part of a stack there. Maybe even cash game relevance for Turner. If you're not using Savali, though, JD Davis, 5 points last night. GPP relevant, but not a must play, but definitely GPP relevant in his matchup. Jose Ramirez at 42 versus Syndergaard at GPP. But give me some of his Drubal Cabrera switch hitting versus Steven Brault. Cabrera's averaging 11.4 of his last 10, 18-2 with 31 in his last two, 3, then a 3-10, 23-9-12. He's really taken kindly to coming over to the Nationals. So look at the switch hitting Cabrera at 42. Mitchell Renato Nunez at 41 already. He's an option for you. You slide on Hanser Alberto at 39 is in play as well. And then other than that, you know, Matt Duffy, cash games at 35. I could see the appeal. Ryan Goings is down here at 33. He's third base shortstop eligible. Those would be a couple guys you could look at if you're looking to save some cash tonight. Shortstop, Trey Turner, another double-digit night last night. $5,600 gets Steven Brault tonight. Great spot for Trey. I'll be back on that bandwagon. You got Bregman, you got Story, but give me all the Trey up top here. Big fan of that. Bo Bichette versus Kenta Maeda, GPP play if you're looking for it. Tim Anderson's been swinging a really, really hot stick. He's 4,800 tonight, averaging 10 over his last 10. 8, 23, 7, 8, 12, 12, 10 of late. So good looks there for Tim Anderson against Ariel Jurado. Mentioned Johnny Villar already. Corey Seager at 45, price bump for him. But in a stack, you could definitely look at Corey Seager. Marcus Semien, told you how much I liked him yesterday. He went to Ding Dong City. 18 points for you, 18, 14, 16, 5, 26 in his last 5 games. Really good spot for Semien at 44. Tanaka can be okay, but also gives up a ton of thump. A's of a 4.75 team total. Semien at 44, you can ride that hot streak out. Keep riding it while you can. Elvis Andrus at 43 is also a really good spot there versus Ross Detweiler. Andrus, 15 points in his last game. Whether you look at Tejas, 5.3 team total. Lefties, 425. Righty's 373 versus Ross Detweiler. So a guy like Elvis Andrus at 43 is very nice. Texas so far stands out as one of the really good spots at a decent price compared to some of these other teams right now. Ahmed Rosario at 42. Didi Gregorius at 4K. Both in play for you tonight when you're looking for some savings. Willy Adames, don't do it to us. He's up to 3,700. You got to stay in this cheapy range for me to use you. He is a punt if you need him at 37. And then you got Ryan Goings at 33 as well. Heading to the outfield, Acuna went deep yesterday. Good spot at 59. You got Jordan Alvarez at 58. Really good spot for Zimmerman. Big fan of that one. You got belly bombs like we talked about. And then don't sleep on Juan Soto. Juan Soto crushes left-handed pitching. He could be a very nice play at 56, as most people don't like the lefty-lefty matchup. That could be a good spot for him there. You got Georgie Springer at 55. Danny Santana for Texas at 54 is interesting as well. Michael Brantley at 53. So all these 5K and above guys, it's like, okay, who are we stacking? That's what it is. Who are we stacking? And that's how you add here. You're not one-offing very often with the 5K and above guys. Now, when you drop down into the 4Ks, though, it gets interesting. Austin Meadows versus Wojciechowski is a very sneaky, nice play. Tampa Bay is sneaky, nice because we know Baltimore pitching is booty. And you got Tampa Bay with a 5.6 team total. Lefties 372, righties 321 versus Asher Wojciechowski. So Austin Meadows at 48 is a very nice play in that matchup. You got Conforto at 46 in the GPP. You can go there. Victor Robles against Steven Brault at 45 in the GPP. I don't mind it. Like AJ Pollock at 45 versus Wagasbach, I'm a fan of that one for sure. Eloy Jimenez up to 43. Nice GPP play versus Jurado. Good value. Big upside in that matchup tonight. A few more to take a peek at, like Kevin Kiermaier at 42. Definitely has my attention. Tommy Pham's also at 5K. I missed him. The Rays are really, really nice this evening in Baltimore. Pretty much target anybody versus Baltimore. The Rays in a great spot this evening. A few others before we head out of here. Aaron Judge at 4K in a GPP is definitely worth a look in his matchup. Mike Tauchman at 39 if you need a cheapie. I don't hate it. You could go there. Steven Piscotty day to day. He went deep yesterday, but that sucks. Where are my cheapies at? Where are you at, boys? Yeah, they're hiding down here. Greg Allen's 34. Don't hate that at all. The Franamil versus Syndergaard at 34 in a GPP. I can see that with his GPP upside. So there's a few plays down here. There'll be more as lineups come out. So check all that tasty goodness out later on. Recapping your pitching up top. Soroka, Cole, Marquez. In the middle, Maeda, Yarbrough. Down below, you got Savali and Jurado. Let's look at your stacks on this slate. Houston versus Zimmerman, smash. Atlanta, Alcantara, very, very nice. Dodgers versus Wagasbach, one of my favorites. I go back to the well. Give me the Dodgers versus right-handed pitching time and time again. It will pay off. The Rays versus Wojciechowski is great. Texas and Chicago. Texas versus Detweiler, Chicago versus Jurado. Those four right there, Dodgers, Tampa, Texas, Chicago. I'd probably rank those Dodgers, Texas, Tampa, Chicago. That's the way I'd rank them. Those are four of the big-time favorites. I'm liking tonight. Washington stays red-hot. They get Steven Brault. They're a very close fifth on the slate for me. But give me the Dodgers. Give me Texas. Give me Tampa. Give me Chicago. And then some Natitude. That's where I'd be looking on this slate. Let's check out your BVP real quick. It probably won't be too much. Adam Frazier, 4 for 11, 3 doubles off Scherzer. Melky Cabrera, 7 for 21, double and a triple. I just didn't mention Scherzer because I don't know where his health really is. So I'm kind of nervous with that. There's other options I'll go to. Goldschmidt, 10 for 26, 2 doubles, 4 homers off Ramon Marquez. A lot of that was probably Coors-induced. Michael Brantley, 4 for 10, 2 doubles and a triple. Altuve and Gurriel have both taken Jordan Zimmerman deep. Didi Gregorius, 2 for 6, 2 homers off Tanner Roark. But yeah, not much in the land of BVP. We didn't expect a whole lot. There was not a whole lot. But it is a fun little 9-game slate. Very cool stuff to check out there. And another thing to check out, you got NFL preseason going tonight. Week 3 kicks off this evening. And if you want to smash at the NFL preseason DFS, you want to be at thequantedge.com. I had D-Bro, Derek Brown, of the Quant Edge on my Bench with Bubba episode 204 last night to preview the tight ends and do some really good fantasy draft strategy talk as you head into big draft weekends coming up. And the Quant Edge is money. He's one of the big contributors there for DFS. And if you buy the season pass right now, you get preseason, you get best ball, you get all the NFL content. So the NFL season pass for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba. You get the rest of MLB free. Highly recommend it. Go check it out. TheQuantEdge.com. Worth it. Go check out Bench with Bubba episode 204. And go check out 203 with myself and Toby, Batflip Crazy, covering a lot of good baseball stuff as well. Recorded a new Around the Base with Bubba and Mo last night, episode 116. Check that one out. Francesco is back with his week one Serie A picks. We got that booming for you. Tons of stuff going on. I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick. If you give a rating and review to the podcast, I'd really, really appreciate it. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 22nd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.